Rav Lyman asked you to go through some of the halachas of Lag BaOmer, Erev Shabbos, etc. Just want to go through a few points. So, first of all, I wanted to deal with some of the halachas of Svira. It's a common question which comes up as a person has not counted yet. It's been a shmoshes the night of going to Lag BaOmer. He says, "Oh, tonight's Lag BaOmer." Okay, that's great. You said tonight's Lag BaOmer. Right? So, what's the halacha of that situation? Or somebody, or says, "I'm going to the Lag BaOmer bonfire tonight," something of that sort. So, what's the halacha of those type of situations? So, the Shulchan Aruch deals with the case that somebody asks you, "What night is tonight?" He's not sure what night it is. He says, "Oh, yeah, tonight's the 31st. It's the 31st night." So, the Taz says, if you don't say the word Hayoim, you don't say tonight, today, Hayoim, you don't say some word which indicates that you're talking about. I say 31. I said, "What night is it?" 31. I didn't say it's the 31st day of the Omer. I didn't count the day. I just had a number. So Taz says it's not a problem. That's not called counting. You would not be Yotza, and therefore you can count with the bracha afterwards. The Eliyahu Rabbah comes along and says, "But that's the only reason why you need to say Hayoim, because you have to show that you're referring to one trying to count the time." But over here, from the context of the question, it's clear that your point is to say this day is the 31st day. That's your point. So even if you did not say Hayoim, you would be Yotze. So Eliyahu Rabbah argues like that. The Mishabura brings the Taz, and then he brings it the Sharetzi, and the Eliyahu Rabbah is mafakmik on it, that Lekara possibly are Yotze. So obviously the Chachila person should not use that solution of a person asking me what day is it. Don't say five, just say the number five, because you might mean you have Eliyahu Rabbah argue that you'd be Yotze. If you didn't count on the bracha yet, you don't want to do that. So the minute to say last night was. But over here we could argue that even though that's true, that let's say a person did say that. He said, "I'm going to the Lag BaOmer fire tonight." Clearly he's not trying to count the days. "I'm going to the Lag BaOmer fire tonight. I'm describing an action I'm doing. I'm not counting a day. I'm not saying Hayoim is today is Lag BaOmer. I'm not saying anything of that sort." So that would not be a problem. That would not be a problem that a person would say that he can still count with the bracha afterwards. If a person said, "Oh, tonight's not Lag BaOmer," that's the other way around. That he's clearly counting the time. So a person at that point in time should count again without a bracha. Why should he count again? Because he didn't necessarily have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah. Maybe it's just shichas kavanah. He didn't say the count of the weeks, so he didn't do that either. So he definitely should count again, but he should not say a bracha. Okay, what about the halachas of tasparis, rikudim, chaylois, suin, all the type of these issues? We have minhag avelos which are noyeg during svira. So, just want to point out a few things. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch says that which is the minhag of the Sfaradim, that the heterim of the calculation of the 33 days allows them to take haircuts on the 34th day. So for Sfaradim, the first day they can take a haircut will be next week on Monday. And they says Baboker, the morning, not even the night of Sunday going into Monday, the morning of Monday. It's a heter b'tis baris. The Rambam says that Ashkenazim, their minig is that they already are makel on the 33rd day, not the 34th day. Now, he does not say Baboker. The Shulchan Aruch says Baboker. The Mishabura says that the same way the Shulchan Aruch says Baboker, the day of the 34th, it starts only in the morning, not the night before. For Ashkenazim also, when it's wait till the 33rd day, it means in the morning, not the night before. So a person want to take a haircut on the night of the 33rd day of the Omer, not the day of the night before, he should not do so. Now, the Mishabura does bring, there is people which are makel to take a haircut the night before. He says, the Machzor Shekel says not like that, and the Iker Psak is not like that, but I'm going to bring the Shita because there are many Mekilim which do that. So he does mention such a Shita, but he clearly holds that the main Shita is that you want to do it the night, you want to wait till the morning. Then the Ramah adds, but in a situation where Lag BaOmer falls out on Motzi Shabbos, on Yom Rishon, there is the noy gimel he stop her and yom vav the kavod Shabbos. You were noy to take a haircut already on erev Shabbos because which is only the 31st day of the Omer. He brings such a shita, and the lashon of the Ramah and the Mishaburi is that it seems that this minhag is accepted, and this is what you can do. This applies to taking a haircut, applies to taking a shave, and that is on the Arab Shabbos, and it's the whole day, not only after Chatzos. So somebody asked me, no, it's the whole day. What's interesting to point out is the passage when you read the Mishaburi should come out. You're allowed to take a haircut today, allowed to shave today. If you didn't do so, you're not allowed to do it Motzei Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday morning, till the boiker. It's not kibush hutra hutra. There's a heter of Arab Shabbos, a kavod Shabbos. There's another heter on Lag BaOmer. Once the morning of Lag BaOmer comes, you're allowed to take a haircut. You have two options. We don't have an option of Motzei Shabbos. Number one. Number two, this heter is a heter in regards to taking a haircut on the kavod Shabbos. That's the heter. The person should not go into Shabbos being not looking nice, and then right after Shabbos, he goes and takes a haircut and he shaves himself. So it's not a heter regard to music or to dancing or anything of that sort. It's not we like you have like 3 day Purim, 3 day Lag BaOmer. It's not such a heter. The heter is a special heter of the Kavod Shabbos of taking haircuts or shaving. Regards to the music or regards to becharlus, etc. Mikra din, that heter starts Lag BaOmer in the morning. The same with the haircuts, only mutter Lag BaOmer in the morning. There's also a heter Lag BaOmer in the morning. So the Magen Avraham says, the Shabbat mentions that the minhag is we don't dance. That starts, that heter is Lag BaOmer in the morning. Now, according to the people, you can do a haircut the night before, which says that that's not the Ikar Shita, so then you probably could do that also the night before, but nothing to do with Motzei Erev Shabbos, any Lag BaOmer. So Rabbi Nissen Krell says, so what shot the people dance by the bonfires, etc.? The cover, the Hilula of the Shemir Yechoi, their Mekel. So it's not a heter to listen to music. It's a heter to cover the hilula of Rishim and Yechoi to dance and to have music. But after you finish your hilula and you go back to your dorm room, you're not supposed to listen to music. It's not a heter the night of Lag BaOmer. It's a heter the morning of Lag BaOmer. There's a kula of Harai. He says, Svardim don't have a heter on Lag BaOmer. Their heter is on Lama Dalet BaOmer. But they dance. What are they doing? It's Lag BaOmer. They don't want to listen to music. They don't have a heter on Lama Gimel BaOmer. Their heter is the covenant. Hilul of Rishim Yechoi. They do it. But it's not a heter for the rest of the day. Now, some people go to Meron and then they hold the whole day as the Hilul of Rishim Yechoi. So maybe for them it's, but we're not Meron. So I don't think we have that heter. Okay. Chasnas, which was only start on the day of Lag BaOmer. Is there a heter the night before in a case where it's impossible to do it, to wait till the day? So there's some cases which there's a possibility of being makel. But were it not for that type of an argument, there wouldn't be any heter. I just want to put one more point over here. I want to sort of point about the music thing. If you look at Hilchos Svira, the Siman which talks about the Siman Tafsad again, which talks about the lachas of haircuts, etc., it doesn't mention the analysis of the music during Svira. It does not mention it. Why not? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos of the 3 weeks over there, he says he brings the Siman which talks about the Yoni Avelis, which Chazar Masak and because of the Korban, etc. He says you can't listen to music the whole year. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. You can't listen to music the whole year. The whole deal of music, you ought to sing, but listening to instrumental music is mutter by a chasna, etc. It's not mutter the whole year. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There, the Ramah brings, there's certain coolers that the Bach says, there are certain coolers. So Ramosha in a tshuva says that the minig olam is nisamech on the Bach. We rely on these leniencies of the Bach. It's only usher, for example, he says only usher to do it when a person gets up in the morning with music, a person goes to bed with music, maybe it's only usher during a meal, a person shouldn't, and that's, by the way, I want to point out, a person should not play music while during supper. Right? The person wants, that's ready getting involved in Iker, that you don't have what to be samechan for that kula. There's another kula that people are prone towards depression, so they let them listen to music. Rabbi Nachman Klein says, maybe our generation, we're all prone to depression all the time. That's why we all listen to music. Maybe that's the heter. That's a pretty sad heter. If that's the heter. So, what Rabbi Moshe says, but whatever coolers we're going to do, if we have clearly that there's, and we go to Hilchos Svira, and it says that these are times where there was an inyanim of avelus in Klai, so because of the situation, the things which happened to Klai, so during Svira, it's not logical we should use these coolers during this period of time. So it's really, we're starting with an Isser, which is not a Sfira Dika Isser. We're saying there's certain leniencies which we're making on the whole year. And we're saying during Sfira, it's not proper and not appropriate to rely on those leniencies. And that's where this idea of not listening to music came during Sfira. It's not that, you know, there's an Isser to listen to music during Sfira. It's all around. There's a heter to listen to music the rest of the year. And during Sfira, we don't rely on those heterim, and we go back to the Ikir Adin. So that being said, again, you know, yeah, it's ready. It's not like Barmer, Hilula. My music in the dorm is the shame Hilula. It's not appropriate. It's here we're dealing with something which Batsim, it's tenuous. B'chalal, the terms which we do are tenuous. And but he said, yeah, it became almost, it's one of these hutteries. So everything is mutter when it comes to music. You know, it's not true. It's a sifre shulchan aruch with halachas. There's a kul of the Bach. Rav Moshe Pazin like that. Not everybody agrees with that. Right? So that's a person telling me. I've had people come and tell me that, you know, there are people I know which I'm dealing with people which, you know, their mental health issues. Yes, I tell them they should listen to music. That's a fair shadin. It's the tzarech hakarla. Yes, it's mutter. But we're not Karlin, and that's not our situation, that the person can't tell toys, so not listen to after the Hilula, to come back to his dorm and to listen to some music afterwards. I don't think it's appropriate. It's clear, I don't think it's right. A person should wait till the morning. And then once after sunrise, and that morning means sunrise. For most of you, that's not relevant. For people like me, that is relevant. Sunrise is at about 5:55 a.m. But after 5:55 a.m., a person can take a haircut, a person can listen to music. Have a good morning, have a good show.